Congratulations on the win yesterday, mate.
Thanks, guys. It was really good to get the result in Melbourne, and looking forward to this week against North Melbourne.
Lockie, we were just talking about Fife and Sandilands, how important they are. For you being a little fella, how important is it that Big Aaron Sandilands is playing week to week?
Yeah, really important. We obviously didn't have him for most of last year, but I think he's proven already what a valuable asset he is when he's in the side, and gives our midfielders first use of the ball most of the time, and he's only getting better with age, I reckon.
So, Lockie, if you're as pathologically honest as Andrew just said, had to choose between Aaron Sandilands and Nat Fyfe, which one would you take?
Oh, I can't answer that yet.
I knew that was all talk.
Hey, Lockie, we're sitting here wondering whether something. We know, you know, the six changes, and since then you've gone 2-0, and you've kicked 13 one week and 16 the next. And you know what we're like on the other side of the fence. We want to, you know, put 2 and 2 together. Has there been a change, not only in personnel, but in the change that. Has there been a change in the way Ross is asking you guys to play your footy?
In a way, I suppose. So I think the first couple of weeks we didn't really focus on bringing that manic pressure that we've sort of been renowned for over the years, and I think in the last couple of weeks we've really brought that. Albeit the second quarter we dropped off a bit on the weekend from that, but then to the guys' credit in the third quarter we really brought that back into the game, and basically it's just been focusing on the basics and getting our pressure and tackling right, because our tackle numbers were really poor in the first 2 weeks, and I think we've realigned our focuses back to just the basics and concentrating on our footy, and it's worked wonders over the last couple of weeks, but it's a long season and we know there's big challenges ahead as well.
At your best though, say back in 2015 when that pressure was there, even then it wasn't necessarily being reflected in the sort of scores you've kicked the past couple of weeks. So what do you put that down to? Why have you seemed to score more easily in the last couple of weeks than, say, even, you know, back in 2015?
Yeah, I think it's probably been our run and link up through the middle of the ground and off the back half. Lockie Weller's playing some really good footy back there, and his run and carry's been really important. And, yeah, I think more emphasis on that, guys, running past the ball carrier to support. You see the really good sides that use the ball well, run in numbers, like the Bulldogs, so slick with their hands, and we saw a bit of it with Melbourne on the weekend as well. Those sharp hands in close and releasing a kicker and running in a wave of numbers is probably something that we've focused on a little bit as well.
The other difference, it appears, I might be wrong here, but, I mean, you bobbed up with 4 goals yesterday. Mundy bobbed up with 3. The midfielders are starting to weigh in a bit more heavily on the scoreboard. Now, is that just a happy coincidence, or have you guys been sort of playing more time closer to goal?
Yeah, it's definitely been planned that our midfielders play more up forward, I think. You would have seen on the weekend, David and myself started up forward and drift through the midfield. So we're rotating more guys through there and getting some young guys some quality time on ball to develop them as well. Harley Balich played quite well for a second gamer yesterday, and Connor Blakely did a really good job on Nathan Jones and spent a lot of time inside, and Stephen Hill's playing more inside as well. So that flexibility has been really important. Once again, you see the really good sides have a lot of depth through there. So we don't want to rely on just a few of us going through there.
Cam McCarthy's obviously really important for the side. What's he like around the rooms?
Yeah, he's a great guy, Cam. He's come into the club really positive and trained his backside off since day one. He actually came in during the off-season basically every day and was training before everyone else got there, and that's all we've seen from him, is his really strong work ethic and want to improve and contribute to the team, and hopefully he can continue his really good form, because we've seen it even through the pre-season comp, he showed glimpses, and throughout the season. I think last week he would have had a really good game if he had been able to hold on to a few of those marks, and on the weekend he bobbed up with a couple and that really crucial one late, but also got up the ground and found a lot of the ball. So he's been a really, really good asset for us to have in the team.
In terms of what you had up forward prior, and it was, you know, Matthew Pavlich as your kind of go-to guy, and you're often the one, you know, chest on to goal, looking to hit someone up. Does he fill that breath? Is he, it's only 4 weeks in and he's only new to the club, but is he starting to become that sort of the presence that demands the footy the way that Pavlich drew the ball?
No, I don't think so. They're completely different players. I think Cam, he wouldn't say that his strength is one-on-one contested stuff. He's a bit more mobile getting around the ground. And we've got Shane Kirsten that's come in and provided a really good target. But even Dave Mundy and Nathan, when they go forward, they've been playing a bit of a key role, key position role up there as well. So a bit of a diverse forward line. And I wouldn't say we have that one go-to guy. It's a number of guys. And Michael Walters is really good in the air as well. So we've got a lot of flexibility up there, which is good.
What about just that impact on team morale overall that, you know, the injection, I guess, of a clutch of young kids has? Now, you made six unforced changes a couple of weeks ago, which is as many as I think I can remember under Ross. You mentioned a couple of those kids. Constantly when that happens, it just seems to have a big impact on the older guys, gives you a bit of a bunk up. Have you, and you're not necessarily one of the older guys, but have you sort of found that yourself?
Yeah, definitely. I think you find with most teams when some youth comes in, they bring a lot of energy and vibrancy, and it doesn't matter how the team's gone over the last few weeks or even for us last year and the start of this year. They're just itching to get out there and play, and that sort of gives the older guys and the guys that have been around a little while a bit more of a spark, I guess, as well. You see those guys so up and about, it sort of gets you up and about again, so it definitely helps.
And last one before we let you go, we get obviously the West Australian call of your games and the Eagles games obviously come back into Melbourne for us over here, Lockie, and Tim Gossage is, you know, the head of the team over there in WA. He has an unhealthy love for you. Have you ever felt the need to take out any sort of restraining order on Goss? Has it ever got a little bit too close for your liking?
Yeah, it has a bit. I did radio with Goss last year, and he started to get a little bit too close to me.
Right.
Over and putting his hand on my back and rubbing it a bit. So I had to tell him to just settle down. But he's a good man, Goss.
That's very disturbing to hear.
Disturbing.
Like,
no,
I reckon it's come at the cost of his other relationships too, because he was actually supposed to be on air with me hosting on Friday, and he forgot to turn his phone on. So I did hear he's got a framed picture of you on his bed head, Lockie. Yeah. So I'd be very careful there.
That's why I wouldn't have answered the phone.
Hey, mate, well played yesterday.
Well done.
You've got yourself back in the frame, you blokes, and it's going to be exciting to see how this kind of new look group can develop over the next couple of months. Thanks for joining us and congratulations on your game yesterday.
No worries. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.